T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. On December 18th, a federal appeals court ruled that the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate, the provision that requires actually the pay for, that's the way they're paying for Obamacare, they ruled it unconstitutional. Now, they punted on deciding whether the rest of the landmark health care law should be tossed out, but the underpinning that paid for the darn thing was ruled unconstitutional. Joining us now to discuss the implications of this ruling is Doug Badger. Mr. Badger is a visiting fellow of domestic policy studies at the Heritage Foundation. Doug, thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me, John.
So, you know, clearly Obamacare is still there. It's not like this is changing anything regarding people who currently are on the Affordable Care Act. But, you know, the whole plan, Obamacare itself, has been on shaky ground since its creation. But this is yet just another nail in the coffin, correct?
Yeah, it is another complication. I mean, look, Obamacare has not worked out the way anyone who worked on it thought it was going to be.
You think?
The premiums have more than doubled. Millions of people who used to be able to afford individual coverage no longer can. I mean, it's done a lot to uninsure the insured, and it really simply has not been a good thing, generally speaking. Now, there are people who have benefited from it, of course, but by and large, the law hasn't worked the way it was supposed to have worked, and really, Congress should be not deferring these issues to judges. They should be taking this on and doing better by the American people.
Yeah, well, and you've got I think that's really the crux of this, is Congress is punting on the whole deal. They got close. The Republicans got close before John McCain kiboshed the deal. But what's interesting here is the court ruled, quote, the individual mandate is unconstitutional because it can no longer be read as a tax. And there's no other constitutional provision that justifies the exercise of congressional power, which, I mean, the whole thing that, you know, it's a tax, but it's not a tax. The whole thing was a bait and switch from the beginning. But without the mandate, the ACA can't pay for itself. And essentially it collapses under its own weight, correct?
Well, that was the theory. I mean, to break it down, it's important to understand that it was actually Chief Justice John Roberts in 2012 who said that the mandate is unconstitutional. Congress has no authority to tell you that you have to buy something that you don't want or may not need. But he said, but Congress has the authority to tax anything and anybody, basically, and if Congress wants to put a tax on the uninsured, well, they can, and for that reason, he said it was constitutional. He said that basically, as Americans, you have a choice: buy an insurance coverage or pay a tax. Now, Congress came along in 2017 and said, okay, the tax on the uninsured is now $0. And, of course, Roberts had said in 2012 that one of the reasons it's a tax is, as you say, it raises revenue for the federal government. Well, you can tax 10 million people at $0 and you raise $0.
Right.
And so the district court, federal district court, a year ago, back in 2018, said it's unconstitutional. And last month, as you said, an appeals court that reviewed it agreed. It's unconstitutional. A tax that raises no money is not a tax.
So, I mean, the whole thing is just ludicrous. And when you now you've got states, and this is what really, I think, frustrates people that look at this. You've got states like Kansas with this ruling in mind. You've got state legislatures like our own. They should not be considering, they should seriously be cautious about expanding Medicaid right now, considering that the whole Medicaid expansion plan was part of the Affordable Care Act. It's just so dangerous to be tinkering with this when the ACA, in all likelihood, I mean, the next step it goes, at some point it's going to go before the United States Supreme Court. I can't see them overturning the appellate decision, do you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to handicap the Supreme Court anymore, and I want to pick the Super Bowl winner, but I will say that it's a complicated question. Again, it was John Roberts who said in another Supreme Court decision in 2015 that the individual mandate was part of these interlocking reforms of the Affordable Care Act, that all of these things held together and that you couldn't just break one piece off and let everything else alone. And the Federal District Court in 2018 said, Judge Roberts is right, and now the mandate is unconstitutional without a tax, and so the rest of it falls because this is all one coherent piece. Now, the Federal Appeals Court last month said, we agree on the unconstitutionality. We're not so sure that the entire law has to fall. So what they said is, let's send this back to the original court. Let them look at this issue of severability again. But you're absolutely right. Now, that court will rule again. It will go back up to the appeals court and ultimately into the Supreme Court. Am I willing to bet that the Supreme Court will not strike down the entire law this time around with different judges and a different composition? I'm not confident of that at all. So legislators who are looking at this issue and saying, gee, should we double down on the Affordable Care Act and put able-bodied adults on Medicaid? I don't think it's good policy, but just from a practical perspective, it might be ill-advised while this court case continues to wend its way to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, that's one of the arguments that I've heard for caution or for just, let's wait and see, take a wait-and-see approach, because if something does happen, you're subjecting your state tax, because, once you give an entitlement, it's so difficult to take it away. Then you're going to subject your state taxpayers to even more debt. Right now, where does this stand? The decision doesn't change the healthcare system in the near term, but does it make the case? I think we do at some point. Congress has to take this up. They have to find some sort of a solution. Or we just sit in limbo until the courts, because they're not going to fix it. They're just going to find it one way or the other, and then eventually it's going to have to make its way back to Congress at some point, does it not?
So this court case means that we won't get a ruling out of the Supreme Court before 2021. So you'll see a lot of, and your listeners will see a lot of ads between now and the election with Democrats saying, oh my goodness, Obamacare is going away because of the Republicans. The reality is, we're not going to know finally what the court's ruling is for at least another year, maybe another year and a half. That's the first thing of importance. The second thing is, look, the people who wrote Obamacare 10 years ago have moved on. Look at the Democrats running for president. Not a single one of them says, let's keep Obamacare just as it is. You have basically the so-called moderate Democrats saying, oh, the government has to come in and spend even more money on this and exert even more control over health care. And those on the farther to the left, like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and others, say, no, we have to go farther and ban private health insurance. So the only argument here is whether we continue to subsidize private health insurance and regulate it in a way that's hurting consumers, or we just do away with private health insurance anyway. So we're not staying with Obamacare as it is. That is not going to happen. And the question is, does Congress, particularly Republicans in Congress, advance reforms that try to do the right thing by doctors and patients, or do we double down and on government-run health care? But Obamacare, as it exists now, isn't going to be here, 4 or 5 years from now.
Well, that right there at least is something to look forward to. Our system here in Wichita is pretty darn good, but I'm biased because I like our treasurer here. But the government can't run a DMV. We don't need them running our healthcare system. So. But I appreciate you. I appreciate you coming on and joining us this evening, Doug. If people are interested in more, I know Heritage has got a wealth of knowledge and wealth of information on the ACA. Where can they go for more information if they want to?
I would just punch into your web browser, Heritage, Heritage, .org. And if you go on there, you will see not only in health policy, but in tax policy, welfare, energy, environment. There's just a wealth of information and great conservative ideas just simply across the board at heritage.org.
Well, Doug, I appreciate you joining us this evening. Thank you for bringing this to our attention and sharing what you've got, and I appreciate it. Carry on the fight, my friend.
Thank you, John.
We'll take a quick break, and then we'll receive our weekly legislative update from State Senator Richard Hildebrand. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.